My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. YMCA chaplain, military chaplain, and college professor. From the contemporary version. Is this true of me? None of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself. Acts 20:24. It is easier to serve or work for God without a vision and without a call, because then you are not bothered by what he requires. Common sense, covered with a layer of Christian emotion, becomes your guide. You may be more prosperous and successful from the world's perspective, and will have more leisure time if you never acknowledge the call of God. But once you receive a commission from Jesus Christ, the memory of what God asks you to do will always be there to prod you on to do his will. You no longer be able to work for him on the basis of common sense. What do I count in my life as dearer to myself? If I have not been seized by Jesus Christ and have not surrendered myself to him, I will consider that the time I decide to give God and my own ideas of service as dear. I will also consider my own life as dear to myself. But Paul said he considered his life dear so that he might fulfill the ministry he had received, and he refused to use his energy on anything else. This verse shows an almost noble annoyance by Paul at being asked to consider himself. He was absolutely indifferent to any consideration other than that of fulfilling the ministry he had received. Our ordinary and reasonable service to God may actually compete against our total surrender to him. Our reasonable work is based on the following argument, which we say to ourselves. Remember how useful you are, and think how much value you would be in that particular type of work. That attitude chooses our own judgment instead of Jesus Christ to be our guide as to where we should go and where we could be used the most. Never consider that you are not your own. 1 Corinthians 6:19. You are his. Here ends Oswald's reading. In Acts 20:24, Paul says, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dearer unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy at the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Paul's main concern was not preserving his own life. What counted most was that he might finish the ministry to which God had called him, whether it ended even if in sacrifice of his life. He would finish his course with joy and the prayer that Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Philippians 1:20. For Paul, life and service for Christ is represented as a race that one must run with absolute faithfulness to his or her Lord. So may we, when we become regenerate, dedicate our lives simply and completely to him and do his will.